fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing.
Oh yeah, it's time for a fish report. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
Good. How you doing, Deputy D?
I'm doing pretty good. You come fully equipped today.
Yeah, I got my dudes with me. Say hi, guys.
What's up?
Say hi.
Hi.
Nice. I know you're off to the baseball games, but yeah. You got a little time for a fishing report?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of wanted to swing in and do what we could to give everybody the heads up for the opening day of Lowland Lakes. You know, I got a chance to talk to Mr. Fortier. And, had a lot of news.
Okay, but that's what I was wondering. You got news already.
Yeah, well, you know, not all of it good, unfortunately, which is kind of why I wanted to just give everybody the heads up. Okay. You know, I'm definitely not discouraging people from making it their usual opening weekend journey over here, but definitely would let you know that it's been a tough winter here for some fish in some of these lakes.
Okay, you know, what were we talking about, frost last week?
Yeah, it looks like frost had kind of one of those interesting winter kills in that it came really late and after the ice, where you'll have the turnover that we talk about a lot, and that benthic layer kind of seems to flip right up onto the top really quick because of the wind exposure up there. I think it has a chance to just flip that lake over really fast, and something about that obviously just
it's an oxygen, too much for oxygen fish. Problem, right?
Yeah, obviously something happens with the O2 really dramatically and rapidly. So definitely was a big fish kill at frost, and I guess we're going to be in that area. I would also mention probably near complete or complete kill pretty much as usual at Aspen. If there's going to be trouble, that's one of the first ones. It's like the canary in the winter kill mine. But let's see here. Other ones where there was definite kill, big twin, definitely not one of those that people want to hear about. And little twin too. So, you know, I know those are popular.
It
looks like we had Dibble, little known about, but one that maybe some people like to get in there too. Mm-hmm. Not far from your son's place.
Right.
Actually, spitting distance. Unfortunately, it killed too, and it had some big fish, so he probably should have fished for those things when I told him to.
Darn it all.
Anyway, so
you did what you could.
I think that's the end of the list on winter kills. It looks like fish got through up at Campbell. Perhaps there was a little bit of over-harvesting. I heard about a camp there. Maybe it had a smoker centralized there and was kind of making its way around between the three lakes there and kind of over-limiting. But fish did make it through, and they are large. Few and far between, but some nice holdovers in Campbell. Definitely, if you ever see folks that are just breaking those rules, definitely feel free to give old Jason Day and the folks there at WDFW's dispatch game wardens a call. So anyway, the cougar in that area sounds like there's potential fish made it through that one. It was very lightly stocked, and it doesn't always have the weed growth that can lead to the winter kill that some of these other lakes do. Davis, it sounds like, was just kind of the shining star there in the samples that were done. And these samples were done with tangle nets, too. So these are not all the fish were killed in a lot of these samples. Some of these fish are even let back go. So saw some really nice fish, Ryan said, in Davis, which is a pleasant surprise. Yeah. Not only big fish, but a good number of fish. So
nice.
Definitely going to want to put that one on there. You know, bear in mind these lakes that had issues, especially the more popular, there will be fish put into those and definitely bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
To try to make up for that shortfall that we have. And so there's just sort of that system that they'll use based on how popular that lake is, how significant the winter kill was. Okay. Perhaps they'll get some jumbos or catchables. Those catchables sound like they're a little bit bigger, but those are going to be generally about a two fish to the pound. So it sounds like they're a little bit bigger than that this year. So not a bad fish.
Yeah.
Good amount of fish in Perigin, not huge, but going to be able to get those numbers that keep those campers and kids happy there. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people were able to make it into Black Pine last year. In fact, you know, hardly any because it was closed. So that look for some good holdovers in Black Pine.
Okay.
Another sort of down note on the fishing spectrum is there was a brood, you know, almost near collapse, brood collapse in the Twin Lakes cutthroat stock. So a lot of those fish were not stocked into lakes, say such as Rock Lakes, Big Buck. The Buck Lake up 8 Mile, not to be confused with one of the aliases for Frost Lake, and that's Big Buck sometimes. But anyway, Buck Lake up 8 Mile was not stocked with cutthroat, but some of these like Buck and Rock were stocked with rainbows. Okay. So they might be a change for you. They might not be exactly what you're looking for. So be aware that they're in there. But at the same time, we noticed, and I think we spoke a bit about when it happened there at Rock Lake. I had done the switch when I was working there with WDFW from brook trout to cutthroat. And whenever you do that, you kind of get that different niche all of a sudden being taken advantage of. And those fish really blew up. Some of those first cutthroat that we put into that lake went straight up to almost 25 inches.
Whoa.
And we were doing really well. They, after a point, kind of leveled off and were more average size. So who knows? Perhaps the rainbows might be doing that. I did catch some on their way up as they were 1 or 2 year olds to stocking there. And by this time, they'd be 3 year olds in the lake. So maybe that looking might, at some big fish in some that places
might be
like
interesting.
That. Also, Beaver Lake looks like we were talking about last year, those cutthroat have finally kind of learned how to eat some crawdads, and they were getting really big, really beautiful color, and I would wager very delicious.
Cool.
Take some cutthroat and some crawdad in the same spot there.
Yeah, yeah.
So bear in mind, crawdad opens June 1st. Patterson, looks like a few less kokanee, but man, really nice. Some of those fish that we were getting through the ice are 15 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Look for those to be 18 inches by August, which is a very large kokanee. Also, they kicked that limit from 5 fish to 10 fish. So filling up that smoker too.
Yep.
I think that pretty much covers most everything on this side, at least what we're going to fit into this report for today. Okay. I would say that this is a good segue into our great sponsors over there at North 40. Because if you're looking to get the down low on what's happening in the Okanagan Basin, then Keith and those guys over there are kind of going to be your guide into the Sinlihican, the Many Lakes Game Reserve there, that area around Tenasket and all there. So just so many good opportunities over there that I don't always make it over to. So I would definitely steer you towards them for that info. Lakes such as Omak Lake as well, too.
Yeah.
And they got all the flies you need there, all the stuff you need to tie them, and all the stuff you need to propel them into the water, launch them into the fish's mouth, and set that hook with. If you want to order it online and you can't make it over there, you can hit them up at north40flyshop.com. And I also want to thank my good friends over there, Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham, for keeping me nice and dry, too. Hey, you know, if you want to check it out, you want to book a trip, or you want to get some fishing tips, you can always get a hold of me, though, at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Check the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. And I'm thinking, perhaps my offspring's got something to say.
Fish on.
Fish on.
Fish on, baby. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. Oh, yeah.